True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, you know what that means. Time once again to talk cars, more specifically the problems you are having with yours, your car, your truck, your van. And you know you need to bring it in for service at your favorite dealer or your favorite shop. But you want to know what could be wrong, what you could be facing. It's always good to have more information. And the guy that's going to give you that, he'll give you a little analysis over the radio, is Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive, etc. We like to say etc. We'll get to the bottom of that in a while. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Nick is an ASE-certified technician, among other things, wears a lot of hats. And I was thinking, you know, we've been doing this show a long time. I think I keep saying it's around 30 years. And for those maybe our new listeners, we appreciate them checking us out. I don't want to say where were you 30 years ago, but as far as, and you mentioned it, you were a kid working for Dan Burns. What was your background? How did you ever get in this business to begin with?
That's right. I started working for Dan at a Amoco gas station on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Before I turned 16, so I was still 15 years old, worked at that gas station through high school, kind of an undecided young man, and decided to join the Marine Corps after high school. Kept in touch with Dan throughout that time. And upon finishing my time in the Marine Corps, I started working at Lloyd's Automotive. That was 1998, I believe, and I've been there since. So I always joke I've had two bosses, Dan and Uncle Sam, and now I'm my own boss. So, other than my wife, but
I won't ask you which you preferred as far as bosses. But yeah, you've got great people. You surround yourself with some great people. There, no doubt, I'm there often. So anyway, we just wanted to give a little kind of a thumbnail sketch of your background. And to our listeners, take the opportunity to join. You don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead, as we like to say. If you drive a car and you're having problems, that's all we need. You can call and chat with Nick if you like, or just send him a text if that's easier. Some folks are already doing that very thing. One number will get you either 651-461-9226. And we always like to say, get a hold of Nick earlier, sooner rather than later. Our time goes by so quickly. Nick takes his leave around 7:45, making way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. So let's hear from you. Love to hear from you. Call, text 651-461-9226. Looking at a text from Mary, who says, hey, Nick, what is the actual function of the cabin filter and how often should it be replaced? Good question, Mary.
It is a good question. It cleans the air coming through your HVAC system, no different than your furnace at home, especially as the spring season comes and we have the pollen and the cottonwood and all those things flying through the air. It'll collect that. If you live on a dirt road, it'll definitely help clean that air before it comes into the cabin of the vehicle. As far as replacement goes, it's in the maintenance schedule, and it really depends on where you drive and how you drive. I referenced, you know, the spring season. It's going to dirty up a lot quicker during the spring. If you live in a rural area on a dirt road, that also is going to contribute to that, making it more of a sooner replacement. But I would say annually, maybe every 2 years, depends how many miles you drive and where you live. But to have it looked at isn't the worst idea.
You know, I was thinking when I looked at Mary's text about changing that cabin filter, and I've done that often myself. Fortunately, my car is easy to do that. But I noticed if I kind of usually I'll get the OEM, the original equipment, that seems to fit perfectly. Sometimes when I stray and I thought, oh, let's try this one. Sometimes I have to shoehorn that thing in. Again, is OEM now, granted, they're made elsewhere too.
Correct.
But it seems to be the better fit when I go to OEM.
Yeah, there are a lot of parts houses around town, and they all sell good quality parts. Also, there's a value line or economy line. Sometimes those value economy line parts and filters don't quite fit the same. And keep in mind, when you put that cabin filter or engine air filter in, if it doesn't fit exactly right, that might allow for some of that unfiltered air to make its way by. And so it kind of defeats the purpose. So I would say, you know, if you're replacing the cabin filter, you have the one removed from the vehicle, compare it to the one that you're installing. If they're different, pause, ask some questions, right? Don't just assume, oh, I'll make it work, because it may not fit, may not work. So I would say try to get, you know, OE quality, I would call it. And like I said, there's a lot of parts houses around town that will sell something possibly or likely made from the same manufacturer that made that filter originally. So there's options out there. But keep in mind, like I said, there's oftentimes a value line and then like an OE quality or upper level. I would try to stick with the upper level one. It might cost a dollar or two more, but definitely worth the investment.
I mentioned it's pretty easy with my vehicle and has been. What about some vehicles? Are there differences in, you know, could the do-it-yourself or do it? Or in some cases, is it pretty difficult?
All over the board. And my
really?
Most, whether it's the cabin filter, engine air filter, or a battery, you know, we talk about some of these more simpler maintenance items we used to do in yesteryears, and finding them can be the trick. And then having the right tools, you know, with the cabin filter, a lot of times there's clips and grommets that need to be removed. And if you don't have the right tool to pop that free, you might damage it or crack the plastic. Then you develop a rattle. And then now you've got this rattle inside the vehicle. It's driving you nuts. So be cautious, right? If you have the tooling, you have the know-how, watch a video, investigate. And if you're confident, take it slow. If you run into trouble, stop. Don't force something. Don't break something, because all it does is end up costing you more money in the long run.
Yeah. And you're right. Videos, I've learned a lot from the Google, you know, certain videos. It's amazing. Now, you can sometimes, of course, get bad information, but
that's true, too.
Yeah.
That two-minute video isn't always accurate. You know, they edit and cut that. I promise you, we see people come in and like, hey, I need to have this replaced. And I watched the video online, like, yeah, I've seen the same video. And it doesn't go exactly quite that smoothly sometimes.
Well, that's like the do-it-yourself or home improvement. You can see in a half-hour show they do this, and they remodel a whole room in 30 minutes and with no problem. A question related to filters. I see a listener heard us talking about cabin filters, but just generally, and I think this is a good question too, because I've been tempted to try it. What about, Texter says, these washable filters? Are they any good? What have you heard about those?
You know, that's another aftermarket product out there that there's researchers, engineers that stand behind those products and believe that they're better than the original equipment. They flow better than all these options. And I can't deny that or prove that, because I don't know. What I do know is that they require maintenance. So if you're the type of person that's going to forget it, leave it, it might make it actually worse. If you're somebody that's on top of it and you're kind of really into it and you're trying to, you know, maximize the potential, by all means, I don't see anything wrong with that. But I feel like most of us get excited about it. And then at that 6 month interval or whatever the interval is, that they remove it and clean it and re-oil it, whatever it might be, they forget to do it. And then it actually makes it worse. So I would do a little self-assessing before I went down that road.
Yeah, and again, I haven't tried it. Maybe it's great, but I kind of prefer the original equipment stuff, and if I can stay on top of it. You're right. Some of us get kind of lulled into complacency on any of the maintenance, for that matter. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text. Again, here's the number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Texter wants to know, how can I get my rear camera to work again? Do you guys do that at Lloyd's? Do you have to repair any of these, backup camera stuff?
We have, and to be honest, most likely three issues. The camera itself, which seems to be the most common issue just because it's in the element that being on the road. Sometimes there's a wiring issue, or it's the control unit where the screen is. So there's not a whole lot of repair, unfortunately. It uses a replacement component type situation, but it's worth investigating to make sure we don't have damaged wiring somewhere, going from the back of the vehicle to the front of the vehicle. Things can happen. But if we have good continuity and good wiring, we can prove that the camera, whether or not it's having any output, at that point it's likely replacement of the camera, but you need to do your due diligence before you just assume that that's the issue.
Absolutely. All right, hang on, Nick. We'll take a bit of a break here and be right back on the other side. Keep in mind that Nick will be with us until about 7:45, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. I can tell you that today be kind of a breezy day, gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. How about the warmth? We're going to get up to near 58 degrees today, near 68 tomorrow. Nice Sunday tomorrow. Right now, 22 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. This one happens to be the 28th of March, last Saturday of the month of March. If you're just joining us, Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, ASC certified technician there, answering as usual any kind of a car care question you may have up until about 7:45. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Nick, I was thinking we always like to tell folks who maybe need the help of Lloyd's, tell us about how we find you guys if we need the help.
Well, I know you know how to get hold of us, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
We see you often, but if you don't know how to get hold of us, you have a question, you can always call us. We're at 651-228-1316. And if you happen to be in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue. That's two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And if you need more information, check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Thank you, Nick. We'll get you that information when Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45 this morning. In the meantime, looking at a text that says this, 2012 Jeep Liberty, when starting, the engine keeps cranking over but will not fire. Turn the key off, try starting again, and the engine fires right up. Do you have any idea what's going on there?
Well, I wonder if my first curiosity is at the fuel pump. Is the fuel pump bleeding down? And when you cycle the key, it'll run for a few moments to prime itself. Maybe that first prime's not enough to get it to get the pressure where it needs to be. So on that second cycle, that second keystroke, that pump runs the second time and it gets enough fuel pressure to get the vehicle running. That'd be something we would check. Obviously, we'd see if there's any kind of fault codes, something ignition-wise, timing-wise. But my first thoughts is something related to the fuel system.
Okay. Well, here's one we got to get checked out. How do you get the mouse odor out of air ducts leading into the heater system? Well, first of all, change that cabin filter. And then what would you suggest? I mean, could that critter, what's left of the critter, be around somewhere?
Yeah, be careful. So take it slow, take it easy. You're right. Get the cabin filter out. If there's any, with the cabin filter removed, anything you can clean with a shop vac or handheld vac, do that. There's also some products that you can spray on the intake. And the intake is typically at the base of the windshield on that cowling. There's products that are like deionizer that kind of freshen the air, per se. And they're made for that. So go to a parts house, parts store, tell them what you're looking for. They'll have a product made specifically for that. And you can follow the instructions. Typically, you put it on recirc or open fresh air, and it draws that air through and kind of runs it through the ductwork to kind of clean things out. If there's actual debris and it's that strong, I would probably tell you take it to the professionals. Let them carefully remove some of the panels, some of the ductwork. The last thing I want you to do is, as we referenced earlier, is you break something in that dash and then you have this rattle that's going to stick with you for the rest of the life of the vehicle. So let the pros take that apart, disassemble to try to gain access to wherever there might be some debris that needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah, indeed. I think I do the same thing. I remember years ago with another vehicle I had, I'm not sure if it was like a mildew smell or whatever. But what I did, maybe that wasn't a good idea, but I did what you suggested. I had the car running and the air circulating from outside air, and I sprayed Lysol spray. into the, I didn't sit in the car while I was doing it. But that seemed to work. But then again, there was...
The disinfectant will work, you know, and just, you know, use a moderation. Don't go crazy with it. Right. As always, you know, a little goes a long ways. And, you know, once again, if it's something more where there's likely initially needs to be cleaned, take it to the pros. We'll see people say, I tried to get it myself, and then they end up having to buy this piece of ductwork or this thing that's hundreds of dollars, and you have to remove half the dash to access it. And it just becomes something that seems so simple, ends up being something very costly. So just take your time. But definitely start with a new filter and some sort of Lysol or one of these products to help try to clean out that that dewy or mildewy smell.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, another text. My son's Ford truck had to be towed yesterday because although it remote started, it would not move. The dealer found a mouse nest with wires chewed. Can mouse magic or another repellent be used inside the hood to prevent this? I talked to my daughter about this issue because she's had mouse and squirrel type problems with her vehicle. But what about that? Those mice and other critters really can do a lot of thousands in some cases. Damn.
They can. Well, you've had issues.
Yeah.
I think we had a wiring issue that we had to deal with here on one of your vehicles. So it happens. So you can try the get online there. You know, you hear about the dryer sheets, mouse magic, all these products, and they probably do help. The other thing you can do is if you park in the garage, make sure there's no bird seed. Make sure there's no dog or cat food. Make sure there's nothing that is drawing them into the place where the vehicle is. If you're parking in the driveway outside your house and you park on the one side near the yard and the trees, maybe park to the other side. You try to do something different to figure out how they're getting into the vehicle. The best remedy is to keep them out of the vehicle because like those products do help, but there's no foolproof way.
Yeah, and I wonder too, and we've talked about this with my daughter about this mouse magic, which I find works, but I don't know about these little packets of paper kind of big tea bags with this peppermint smell stuff in it, if that wouldn't catch fire when you got it under the hood in your car. What do you think?
Well, and be careful. You know, if you're putting, I don't know how to properly. I don't want people sticking things where they don't belong. You don't want getting sucked in the air intake. You know, but off to the side, along the firewall, away from the engine itself. But keep in mind that a lot of times these critters are making nests or looking for the warmth. Obviously, we're coming out of the winter season, so they'll start finding their venturing their way out. Next time it's in for service, hey, while you're changing my oil or inspecting my vehicle, a lot of times they can poke around a little bit, make sure there's nothing nesting. If there is a nest there, you can vacuum it out, get it out of there, take that away, that point away from them, make it move along to the next place. But, you know, it really starts with trying to keep anything out of your garage or where you park your vehicle that draws those critters in, because all you do is attracting them. Once they have a food source, now they need to find a home. And where you don't want this inside your garage, inside your car, in your home. So just try to find a way to remedy that and keep them away.
Yeah, a lot of damage that can be done. All right, hang on, Nick. We're going to have a look at that forecast. We still have more show to come. Nick will be with us for about another 15 minutes. So if you have any car care question, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. From Newstalk A3O, of course, this is WCCO. We'll take those questions, specifically car care questions, this morning, at least for 8 to 10 minutes or so from right now. Denny Long back with Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul answering those car care questions as usual. And as usual, Nick, we still have more to come. Texter says this, a 2008 Ford Edge all-wheel drive, 190,000 miles on it, good shape, runs great, daughter's college car. When apply the brake pedal, occasionally it'll feel like the anti-lock brake will kick in. You'll hear the noise for every second, and then it goes away. This is dry roads. What do you think is going on there with that ABS feel to it?
You know, that's a completely uncommon problem. And oftentimes what we'll see is a lot of times the way the ABS system is built, the reluctor ring, which is rotating with the wheel, the sensor's reading that, and if there's any debris or dirt caught up in there, it could skew that reading, and it might confuse the system for a split second, making that occurrence happen. So I would say it's not an emergency. Next time it's in service, try to find a way that the service center, the dealership, whoever, can duplicate that. Say, every time I drive at this speed, this road, this condition, this will happen, and try to have them take it for a test drive and duplicate that to see if they can feel that. They could also, take a scan tool along for the drive, read the speeds of all four wheels, see if one of them is fading out, shows a little different speed. Because that's what the car is doing. The car sees all these sensors at the wheels. It sees a change, whether you're stopping or accelerating, thinking either you're skidding or spinning the tires. And when it sees that, it's going to activate those safety systems. You know, so you're not skidding or you're not spinning out. So the car is doing its job. So it sees something different. So it's turning the system on. Once it sees it's okay, it shuts it off. So something's happening intermittent there. That the best part is to get a hold or catch it in the act. Once you can catch it in the act, you can figure out which component isn't working as it should.
I'm looking, at Nick, at a text. I'm sure you could have a dozen answers to this one. But the texter says this: I noticed yesterday there was a somewhat large area of oil on my garage floor. I'm sure there's more than one reason as to why, but what are a few things most likely as to why? Would you ever ask, like, what color is it, maybe?
Well, do as I say, not as I do. And I mean by that is I've been known to kind of dabble and taste it, see what it tastes like. So you probably shouldn't do that, but I've done this long enough that I'm like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's oil, it's antifreeze, you know, it's transmission fluid, it's, you know, whatever. But don't do that. What you can do is take a sample, bring it into your shop, have them take a look at it, or bring it to me and I'll take a taste. But no, just kidding. But you got to be careful, and also keep in mind a small droplet will spread and look like a huge mess. So just because there's a spot on the ground doesn't mean that you're out of whatever fluid. It does mean it needs to be looked at. You know, maybe drain plug gasket's leaking a little bit. So it's not significant, but over time it can cause it to be low on oil. There's other systems. You know, if something has a leak, a lot of these systems are hydraulic systems. You know, transmissions are not designed to be driven when they're low on fluid. So if you see a spot on the ground, you're noticing something different, take it in for service, mention that to them, maybe put a paper towel on the ground, let it absorb a little bit, bring that sample in, or put a piece of cardboard down, let it drip onto it a little bit, just to keep them, you know, any information helps us figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and I recall watching your technicians do an oil change. You know, after all is said and done, and they're putting the pan plug back and, you know, putting everything back together, they will clean. Your guys will kind of spray some cleaner, you know, because this stuff can drop out on other parts of the car, right? And
absolutely. And well, I think it was a couple weeks back, we were talking about how, you know, whoever the wisdom was to put the oil filter upside down.
Yeah.
And of course, they put these little drain pockets. They're supposed to get the oil out of there. But what happens is it collects there, and then there's a drop here, a drip there. So we've developed systems to try to prevent from the customer having to deal with any of that after the fact. But a lot of times, the way these vehicles are designed, there's a little bit of oil that'll spill that requires some cleaning.
Another text says this, Nick: if your transmission torque converter is going out, what are the symptoms?
Well, a lot of times it'll feel a shudder, especially when you get up to highway speeds, which are kind of engaging into that lockup type situation. You'll kind of feel a shudder, a little shake, or if you're accelerating, we're going to go past somebody a little bit and you're trying to get out of that lockup. And the lockup is where the transmission kind of relaxes, I guess is the best way to put it. But if it's cycling in and out of that lockup or disengaging and you feel a little bit of a shudder, that's kind of oftentimes a telltale sign. I know my generic answer is always like we can test drive it with a scan tool or read the data, but ultimately that's what it comes down to. But if you notice something, and this is the driver or the consumer's responsibility, boy, this seems different, this feels different, this sounds different, that's the car telling you I need to go to the doctor. It doesn't mean you have to go and do all the work, but at least figure out what's going on, because oftentimes there's a problem that can be dealt with. You know, let's say the transmission was a little bit low on fluid. It was creating this shuddering sensation. You top it up, it's fine. The other option is you ignore it. You drive for 6 or 9 more months. Then it creates excessive wear and tear. Now you got to repair on top of refilling the fluid. So try to do the little part. Do the maintenance. Do the top up. Keep on top of things. But once again, if your car is acting differently than it normally has, take it in and have it looked at.
Very good. Nick, here's a 2014 Tundra 4.7 V8. The engine calls for 0-20 oil. Any advice on running 5-30? Overseas markets recommend 5-30 for the same engine. I guess Texas says the 5-30 runs quieter. What would you think about changing viscosity there?
I'm going to say, yep. No, I don't. My answer is, and we get this question from time to time, you know, sometimes they'll have a recommended, sometimes it'll be required, sometimes there'll be variations depending where you live. Try to stick within what the manufacturer recommends. Especially for vehicles under warranty, the last thing you want to do is something out of what they recommend to somehow affect the warranty in the vehicle. If your vehicle is well past its warranty and you want to try something, by all means, you can fiddle a little bit. I wouldn't go too far off one edge to the other. The 530 is a little bit heavier. Is it going to be a little bit quieter? Maybe. But could it affect fuel economy, some emission systems? Yes. So that's the other trade-off here is keep in mind it's not just noise, but how the operation of the vehicle is with a certain specified oil. So do your research, follow the owner's manual. If it's under warranty, absolutely do what the manufacturer tells you. You do not want to risk affecting that warranty coverage if you have a problem. So that's the best part. Later in its life, if you want to do something, do your research and just don't go too far off the edge.
Andrew is the guy that sent this text, and he followed up with a text. It's got 350,000 miles on that vehicle.
Yeah, in that situation, you know, you try a little bit heavier oil, you know, because a lot of wear and tear, a lot of the valve train stuff has seen better, younger years and the younger miles. You know, its knees don't hurt like ours do, right? So, you know, in that situation, yeah, I would try maybe a little bit. If it quiets it up and makes the car run a little bit better, by all means, you made an adjustment to accommodate its age and its mileage. But just don't go too far. You know, that's a little bit's just enough. You go too far, then you create other problems.
Talking about mice, critters in vehicles, a texter says, how does a mouse get into a car? Climbs the tires. Menards and other stores have a tire spray to repel them from getting into. So far has helped someone I know, this person, no mice for a year. So I hadn't heard of that. So it's some kind of a repellent on the tires.
I have not. I don't know either, I guess. And then, once again, follow the instructions on the can. I don't want to use some sort of product that's going to affect the tire, the rubber itself, you know. So just be careful. You know, everything's worth a try in moderation. Just don't go too far.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a text, and this is probably our final one. We usually get around in the springtime when the cotton balls are flying around. But a texter wants to know, should the radiator be cleaned by, I guess they mean a do-it-yourself, or maybe they see leaves or something from last fall. It's doable, isn't it? But you got to be careful.
Absolutely. And, you know, it used to be there was a grill on the front of a vehicle and you could see through, you could see the condenser in the radiator and you could get in with your garden hose. I said garden hose, not pressure washer. Only use a garden hose, and you could kind of wash off and get some of that cottonwood and that debris out of there. A lot of times you can still access it with the hood open. Just be careful. Don't go crazy. You know, you're trying to carefully rinse something out. You're not trying to rearrange what's gotten under the hood. So no pressure washer, a garden hose with a regular nozzle, concentrated towards the radiator, the condenser, which are in the front of the vehicle. Try to avoid the electronics as much as you can. Obviously, they're somewhat water resistant, waterproof, because it's under the hood and they do get some moisture, but they're not designed to be hosed down. So just be cautious. If you don't know, ask. You know, look online, take it into your shop. They can help you too.
Absolutely. Take it in when in doubt. All right, Nick, we have to run. How do we find Lloyd's Automotive, please?
Absolutely. So if you have any questions, we will always answer your questions. 651-228-1316. Once again, if you're in St. Paul, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. If you need more information, you can find it on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
And I hope we can find you back here next week. What do you say?
We'll do it. I'm actually taking a spring break with my kids, so we're headed west, so it's going to be an early morning. But that's okay. I like the morning.
But you're going to do that. All right. We'll look forward to that, and you're going to look forward to that trip, too. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you next week. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.